Welcome to episode 158 of the Still Drippin' Happy Hour. We've got a packed show full of news. We've had two interviews in a row. Two guests in a row, I guess. One interview, kind of. But, so we got a lot of news coming up. Welcome to the pod, Panama Slim. Making silly faces here on the YouTube.
Panama Slim is here.
We'll be hard pressed to get some live viewers tonight because we have switched to Wednesday nights.
Yes.
So until the summer, at least, we're going to go Wednesday night heavy. It may end up being better for year round, but we'll see how that goes.
That's largely because of me. And so appreciate your patience. And Wednesday nights for a little bit due to basketball schedules and things will be, it'll just make things way easier. So thank you for understanding.
Yeah. No,
appreciate y'all. And
Wednesdays are a little better for me as well. So,
okay.
No worries here, but, yeah, man, I guess originally we did Tuesdays or we did Mondays originally, right? Did Monday?
I don't even remember that
because I had to edit and get it out on Wednesday. I think I got it out on Wednesdays so people could hit sneakers on Thursdays because most drops were happening on Thursdays, but now drops just happen at any moment.
There was one today.
Yeah. There was a lot of stuff that came today.
Random stuff today.
Man, actually, look, if we're just going to jump inside the box and talk about
Wait a second. First.
Oh, okay.
All is still dripping on the Instagram. Follow all the stuff. This podcast is sponsored by the Still Dripping Printify pop-up shop. We have new stuff all the time. Dude, this is an old picture already because you remember this. You know, see if you can update this because the or go to the website. So I got a new-ish for us, I guess, logo this week, at least for merch. And it's kind of like it looks like shoelaces. And I made a couple shirts and already dropped them. I made a pair of shorts, a couple shirts. Goodness, but it looks like the S is, when you show it, bad radio.
Oh, the golf balls are so sick.
Oh, how about that? Golf balls, a suitcase?
Hold on. Let me.
Oh, that's not the live show. That's the preview show. That's the unreleased stuff.
Okay. This is the preview.
Yeah. So that's what you're looking at.
Check these out. Holy moly.
You're welcome.
Those are so dope.
Yeah. I mean, you thought I was a web developer. Go to the suitcase.
Oh, man.
Since we're right there, look at this suitcase. Bro. barbed wire. All this is unpublished, but the published stuff is dope. You gotta find this. Look, at least go to one of these. Go down right here on the right. Okay, see the black shirt. Look at I just went simple because I'm really bad at the simple. Check this logo out. It's got the shoe, whatever, the not
shoelace.
Yeah, it's like a shoelace. So we got some of those out there. I thought that was
nice. I do like that. That's a good logo.
Some shorts. Dude, I'm always trying to mess with stuff. All this unreleased stuff.
Some dynamite shorts.
Dynamite shorts. There's a hoodie with the shoelace.
What is this logo?
Oh, look at the back of that one. But look at the back of this shirt. Cobra.
I like Drip Family.
Thanks. Anyway. So there's a sneak preview, but go to the Printify. We did have a couple orders this week.
I think I might get this hoodie. Does it come in navy blue?
It can come navy heather.
Ooh. I like the silver on navy. I like that.
Pretty tough, but if that's what you're going for, you should just crosses. It's like a series of crosses. I was like, I can't leave the cross the back blank, so I just. I don't know. It fits. It works.
That's fine.
Anyway.
Yeah, man. I'm digging those.
All right, cool. So anyway, a lot of that stuff is on the website. So go anyway. That was all to say this episode is sponsored by the Still Dripping Printify pop-up shop. Go support us.
I need to start writing down my merch ideas too, because I had one on the way home today, and I do not remember it for the life of me.
Well, whenever I do that,
I'll try to.
If you go back to the preview page, I do the exact same thing, and then I immediately go and I mock it up. That's why you see all those. Like, they're crappy. Yeah. Some of them are really crappy, and some of them are cool. And I'm like, okay, I don't want to forget, so I immediately go mock it.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you for listening. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here. All right, now go to what you were going to say.
Oh, yeah. Shoes that came out today. These came out today. Let me pop them up here.
Yep.
Dusted Clay. And I went to go get them because I realized they didn't sell out. Yeah, until I saw that an Air Jordan 1 is $200. These were $200. There was some on there that they released like during their little women's Jordan thing. Like, did you see they had like a women's Jordan broadcast? And they were white with like a maroon red. Or I think it was called artisanal red. Those were $180. And so that's still more expensive. Like, when we started, like, what, 8 years ago, Jordan 1s were $120 or $130 maybe. $130.
And then they were $180 for the longest time. It felt
They were $160 for a
long
time.
You're right. They're $200.
These are $200. And
they're also women's.
Right. Yeah, they're a women's exclusive. But they had men. I think they had my size available at the time. But I just could not. I couldn't do it, man.
Yeah, I can't bring myself to pay $200 for
that. It was tough. It was really tough. Yeah.
Right now. Our size is out already.
Oh, it's out. Okay.
So,
I mean,
but there's tons of sizes.
It was one of those shoes that I was like, if I had the funds, like, this could be a shoe that Haley and I could both rock. Like, we could, we could not share, but we could match in these. And, but yeah, I just.
It's basically.
I did not feel right about it.
So, if you're listening, this is basically the shoe he's talking about. I would describe it as a shattered backboard esque, just with the aged leather look of the Turbo Green or the washed black.
It's like a bleached shattered backboard almost. It's like
brown. They're dope. Instead of Don't black. Get me wrong. They are dope.
I love them. I think they look really nice. But yeah, 200 just seemed outrageously steep for these.
Seems a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, 160, I'm buying. But
yeah, agreed.
So anyways, that's one of the shoes that came out today. There was some restocks that have been pouring through. I don't think I did a slide on them. But
the ones that I was closest, if you will, relatively to pulling the trigger on was the Shadow Lows. Those were the ones that I said to myself, if I was going to do this, that would be the shoe that I would do.
Okay. Well, much to, I don't know. I think a lot of people are going to roll their eyes when I,
were you going to say to the, would you say the chagrin?
Yeah, that's
to the chagrin. Yeah.
Yes. I, have started designing my Sabrina ones.
What? A Nike ID?
Nike ID. I figured if I can't find I did find a colorway that I really liked, but they're not sold in my size. So I want to know what you think about the colors are very mismatched. But I did them for a reason. I'll share more in the near future about the total reason. But do you like the gray with the gum bottom?
This is yours?
Yeah, I made these.
I mean, Mason, it's not horrible. What are you doing with the purple on the tongue?
So that's royal blue. So my wife's birthstone color is blue. My son's is yellow.
Okay.
So that's the yellow swoosh, the blue on the tongue. So yeah, it's more for that. I just wanted to pick a reason why these colors. I think the colors go fine together, but it's a gray on the whole thing.
Okay.
And I think the back half is actually supposed to be white. I don't know. But I really like a gum sole, so I really think that's what I want on a basketball shoe. So that's yeah. It right now. We're working on it.
I think
that's probably final.
I didn't know the Sabrinas were on here, and I'm going to go mess with it right now as we speak. You could do the KD16s too. Not to spoil, but I didn't see that was one that you could. I just saw that KD16? Was one that you can do. Or what is the one that, not the one that we're going to talk about today, but.
Yeah, that's 16 because 17s just came out. I mean, we'll see. Like I said, I want them. We'll see if I truly.
Man, you're going all in if you're going all in if you're going to ID it, right?
Yeah. I mean,
those aren't cheap. Am I wrong?
I truly wear them enough. They're 160, so not bad. Something that I'll wear, you know, 2 to 3 times a week playing basketball. Thought it was good. I also made these, which was Haley got me an Air Jordan 31 low as my wedding gift in these colors.
Yeah.
And so I remade those, kind of the same shoe. That's the Sabrina as well. But, you know, I thought that would be a cool one too, but that's a little harsh on the black. So we'll see what I do. I'm not sure, man. I got a few different colorways going back and forth. Let me ask you this though. This is boring podcasting for most people.
My thoughts of the Sabrina generally have already been pretty well documented. Keep going.
Do you like the black on the back or the white better that I'm showing you here?
I'm going to say white just because I'm not a huge black shoe guy.
That's how I felt too. So I'm glad you're on the same page. I think the white looks better overall. Anyways, so there's my little update on trying to find the perfect basketball shoe for me. Still got to figure out sizing. I might just order a pair of regular ones so I can return them and then see where it goes from there. We're still waiting on Landon, but we're going to keep... just going to dive into the news.
Dude, we're so used to it being me and you. Like, come on. Yeah. If he shows up, great. No dig at Landon. Well, just
we'll save this for the end in case Landon jumps on, and we'll go straight to the cover photo and talk about the Kevin Durant 17.
I feel like we're ad nauseum have said this, that the bar right now is really low. Okay, but this is a dope shoe. What does it look like? It's not the air. There's a dude that I also work with who, and he wouldn't be a bad podcast guest, but what is it? It's a Nike Air Max. That's got
the TN.
That's it.
Yeah.
Show it.
I'm pulling it up.
Is that what you thought when you saw this too?
Like that right there.
That's it. Yeah. This has to be some sort of
Air Max Plus, Air Max TN.
It's too close for it not to be a.
It is very similar.
This has to be a whatever inspired by that model, right?
Yeah.
This is the first thing
you think of automatically. If you know anything about sneakers, that's the first shoe you thought of. But it's a. Making a basketball adaptation, I think it's really cool. And it doesn't sway like way off course from the normal KD path that we've been on.
I agree.
He's had like the web kind of thing on the side. I think these look pretty nice. I mean, a tad bit boring, but you kind of don't mind that on a shoe anymore.
The white
makes it look cheap to me, but that's the only thing I think it's just a colorway thing.
It would look weird if it had a air pocket. I like the low cut. What throws it off a tad bit is the blue in the middle, in the midsole. I'm like, why is that blue?
A thunder colorway instead of, they could have put purple on it, made it the Suns, but.
Yeah, that would make more sense if it was purple.
Yeah.
But they're probably like, it was probably as simple as purple doesn't sell. Like, it was probably something like that simple.
No, you're probably right.
But this is not a bad effort by KD. This is a dope shoe.
I pick up some like Kevin Durant 2 vibes, maybe 2 or 3. No, not 2. So I guess 3 is what I'm thinking of.
Okay.
So which show a I picture. Think
can you pull it up?
I can. KD 3. Let me see what comes up. So this is the Ant Pearl version.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's a little bit just, mid. That's more of a mid, and this is more
right. Low. Yeah, which I've heard that the 3 was one of the best models in terms of performance of the KD line. Okay. The 4s looked. Everybody loves the 4s with the strap, but the performance wasn't as high as these and like the 6s maybe. So yeah, KD's had high tops, low tops, extremely low tops, like those KD sixes, the Christmas ornament ones. He's been all over the place. So I don't know. I think this is a win overall for Nike.
This
is a good shoe. It's interesting to me how, other than that, maybe the KD fours, but more the KD sixes. Like Paul George had like what 4 shoes, and they were everywhere on basketball courts. And KD, I don't feel like has had that same reception.
I don't feel like he's ever had that same reception.
Yeah, even when he before he went to Golden State.
Yeah,
like he didn't have that shoe that sold, and he's a much bigger name than Paul George. And
why is that? Yeah, that's a tough one to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think do you feel like the bouncing around to all the teams and going to the Warriors from that standpoint hurt him? Because I feel like I feel like the shoes got better, but like, you know, maybe not as extreme as I'm taking my talents to South Beach, but
right.
It was in some ways it was kind of like that.
Yeah,
maybe I'm wrong.
I'm trying to get Landon in here, but
hey,
my screens aren't working.
Oh shoot! There's my Sabrinas that I just did while we're talking. Bad radio.
Bad radio. Send it to you. You'll have to send us a pic.
Oh, hey, Lando.
Lando,
what's up?
You know, what are you doing?
I'm just trying to recover. There was a travesty that happened in Al Reno last night.
Oh, dude. And a KJ Johnson of all people. Were you there? Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, you don't want to talk about it?
Okay. Sorry, Landon. I don't mean to laugh at your misery. The Vols just won the SEC title tonight, so.
I'm so happy for you.
I'm sorry, Land. When I saw that, I immediately thought of you. And
hey, we made it on Barstool and ESPN. Woohoo.
Of all people, though, that would have knocked that down, it's almost like destiny. Oh, man.
We had some Kanye news to
I wasn't even about. Digging. That wasn't even a diss.
I know. All right, well, we'll keep going. Right. We got some other signature shoes with a little bit of a twist. Trae Young in the spray paint.
Right, I'm going to text him.
Yeah, tell him to get back on. We got some Kanye news, and we got some... Oh, he said his phone is dead. Let me see if I can... Sorry, bad podcasting. Hayes... Share what you think of the spray paint pack.
Trae Young, number one, is hurt right now. He might not even make I don't know if he'll be available for the playoffs. I think he broke his wrist or something like that. This is horrible. I don't love this model, first of all, because it looks like it's been 3D printed. And there's not much good I can say about this spray paint pack. These are not good.
I don't know.
Shoes.
I think
this isn't a good shoe. Really?
I think it's a cool twist. I honestly think if you put a swoosh on that top shoe, it's selling out because it looks like a safari colorway.
Okay.
Like a Nike Safari tells the story of this so much better. And maybe I just don't pay attention to Adidas's storytelling as much, but I feel like with a guy like Trae Young, I mean, he's a character. Like, why aren't we seeing him all over TV from Adidas's perspective? Like, he's a really good player. I mean, a lot of people, I think people hated on him so much that I think he's an underrated player at this point in the NBA.
Wait. Hey, Landon, I was not making fun of you at all. I hope you know that. Like, it was, I wouldn't say I was equally frustrated, but nonetheless, I was like, my heart sunk. No crap. That's all we'll talk about it. But I wasn't making fun of you. It was really weird that it was KJ Johnson. Anyway. Yes. I think it's because he's a guard and doesn't make sense. Maybe it's got to be because he's in Atlanta and they suck, right? That has to be the only reason they're not pushing more Trae Young.
But like, Atlanta is a major city. Like, they should be pushing Trae Young. I mean, I feel like everything, they're all in on Anthony Edwards, and they should be. But I think they could have done more with Trae Young. Him a true villain, like when he did the bowing in New York and stuff, like he was a villain of New York, and Adidas just did nothing with it.
Yep.
And so they made it to the conference finals.
And then they made a crappy shoe for him. This is not a great shoe. It's 3D printed.
I think these are two of the best ones that the first, what was the first Trae Young, right? That had the peach colorway. Yeah.
That's been the best so far. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. All right, Landon. I've been waiting. This was the first thing that we're going to start out with, but we postponed because you aren't here yet. So let us know about Kanye.
Dude, they got the man in jail. They're doing bad things to him. Profiting off of his name. Not giving him a dime. But you know what? He's out here selling designer merch for $20 a pop. Taking a loss on it for the people. He's a modern day Robin Hood.
Wow.
It's not about the money for him anymore.
Do we already talk about this? Did you get anything off of that site?
No, I got the shirt from the Chicago listening party.
Well, when the pods come in, I will do an unboxing. We'll do it. I bought them.
I hear they're really comfortable.
And I might wear them to work.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The reviews have been interesting.
Okay. Are you ever going to buy a pair of 350s again after all the stuff he said about them?
So I've never bought a pair of 350s.
You haven't?
No.
Wow. That's surprising.
So you thought they were corny before Kanye said it.
I don't like Yeezys. I just appreciate the music.
Wow.
Okay.
It's a hot take.
Yeah.
Oh. I love that he's gone to war with all these people. That's my favorite thing about Kanye is it just doesn't give a crap. Obviously, when you have this much money, you don't care. And I love that somebody out there is willing to do it. Because not enough people have, I think, whatever you think. Anyway, this shoe's gross. I mean, it's not great. Doesn't look like a great model. Did you see related to all this? There was it is super interesting that he's, I guess, blacklisted to the point where you can hardly find that his new album on iTunes. You have to dig and dig.
They won't put it on the top release or any of that, even though it's hitting charts with the, it has the streams, but they're not highlighting it at all.
Which is crazy. That's absolutely bananas. That you can't just go on the front page of iTunes and find it. You can't do it.
Have you listened to the album yet?
A couple I've listened to a few songs. Burn, is that the one?
Yeah.
That was my favorite. The very first, wait a second, I'll tell you which ones I liked. Burn was my favorite. It was maybe the last song, King?
King's good.
What was the first song? It's one of the first two songs. Hold up.
Have you listened to Carnival yet?
Yeah, I was a pass on Carnival. I didn't like it.
Are you kidding me? That's the number one song in America globally right now.
Keys to My Life.
You didn't like Carnival? The number one song in America globally? What? Which one is it?
Yeah, I was take it or leave it on Carnival.
I don't have a response to that.
I told you I liked Burn.
That's
fine. All right, Hayes. Well, before we get too far ahead of ourselves, I do need Landon before we upset him and take him out one last time. I need him for a nice little Solomon skinny here. Let's put him up here. Look at that little banner down there.
Oh, wow. Landon.
Yeah. Let me switch back over to we got a new Solomon that came out.
Let's go.
Solomon debuts a new XT Pure Advanced model. You got anything to say about this one, Landon? Let me blow it up for you.
These are garbage. These are so bad.
Wow, he's telling the truth.
You can't even pretend to like them.
You can't.
The colorway is so uninspired. Like, what are they doing?
So it's the colorway, it's not the model that sucks?
I mean, the silhouette is beautiful. It's a.
No, it is not.
It's a work of art. It's more beautiful than the human. Finally, the human we body. Got it. But
what?
Yeah, these colorways are not about it.
To be midsole. Honest,
look at the architecture of that midsole. Look at the cage. Man, that's beautiful.
Like other than the sole of these, which is like a Skechers sole with a little bit of outdoorsy. This the one on the left looks like the shoe that Hayes made. Look at the thing on the side holding the laces.
Minus the Baroque flowers.
Right. Solomon stole this from Printify. Mm. They stole the silhouette. Just put a different soul on it. Mm. Selling your soul. That's what we call this.
Come on, these are terrible. This sucks. Like, there's nothing about this shoe.
We could have designed a better shoe than this easily.
I have designed a better shoe through our Printify.
That's fair. You're not wrong. I wonder what sites like Printify competitors. I wonder if they have better shoe selections. It's worth a shot, right, Hayes? We sell our services. All right. Anyways, now we can piss Landon off. But I do, Landon. You will like this. Golden. If you've heard of Golden, the auction site or Golden Collectors or whatever, Ken Golden has a top 100 something coming out where they're auctioning off different shoes and sports memorabilia, and this is up for auction. Hayes, what would you do if you got your hands on these sneakers right here?
That's Chris Jenkins, right?
Chris Jenkins, game-worn 2016 NCAA championship.
I would buy them to burn them. I
figured
you
were going to say that.
Listen, and I don't hate Villanova, but I hate Chris Jenkins and what he did to us and ripped our heart out. That team should have won the championship. That was a great team. Great year. It came down to one shot, and we blew
it. Was like
it.
Marcus Page like had a miracle
Marcus
shot
Page
right before
had
that.
A miracle shot. The weird part is, if you're a Carolina person, it went very similar to the following year where we won, where we didn't play particularly great against Gonzaga, but we did enough to win the game. And honestly, that's how I felt. That game was a sloppy, ugly game, and it came back to that one shot, and we didn't play great defense, and Chris Johnson hit the shot. But good for him. Hate the shoe. I'd burn it.
Hey, it must have been destiny, right?
It must have been destiny because he was adopted brothers of Nate Britt, who was on our team. So it must have been
Destiny. Yeah, I do remember that.
Landon, was that the year that we beat Lipscomb in the first round? No, it was the year before. No. It must have been that year because that was Garrison's.
2018?
That was senior year.
Oh, okay.
All right. Garrison Matthews, why have you never come on our podcast?
Hey, Garrison apparently Matthews. Austin texts him all the time. So next time we have Austin on, we're going to get him to just call Garrison and just have him on the podcast.
Austin, I will show him all the autographed cards I have of his. Get so Garrison creepy. Matthews. What?
All right. Next all right. up, Woo! Fear of God wow. Athletics, Clay Pack, dropping March 3rd.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Landon,
give us your hot take.
Okay. Have you ever tried to, an art class when you have the clay spinning wheel to make a jar? Have you ever seen clay, like molded clay? This looks like, let me rewind that. Remember in middle school when the art assignment was clay and everyone made like basketballs or hats out of clay or shoes. This is what that looks like. This looks like a fifth grader tried to make shoes out of clay and failed miserably.
How much of that, and be honest, is that you just right now hate Adidas versus you genuinely think this is a terrible shoe?
I got no qualms with Adidas. This is just a bad shoe.
I don't think that's true. I think your Kanye love.
Jerry Lorenzo needs to just pack it up. He had one good
He's
shoe.
He's always been a Jerry Lorenzo hater, for sure. Not as much as he hates shoe. Ronnie. I don't know if I ever met anybody who does not like Ronnie like you do, Landon.
He's just a creep. He's a creepy old Uncle Tom. Look at him.
He dresses like he's not black. He's not black. A
different term besides an Uncle Tom. Like an Uncle Frank or something.
Uncle Frank, yeah.
Uncle Pedro. He's not black.
Dresses like he's 18 years old.
No, he's a Jew.
He's a creep.
So it'd be like Uncle
Don't Hayes.
No.
What?
Don't.
He's Jewish.
Which is great. More power to him.
Uncle Jacobed. It's not.
I'm not laughing at this anymore.
I'm not. Look, I don't support.
It's,
that.
I'm just picking any Jewish-ish like name. It's not personal.
Let's just go with
Judah, Uncle Judah.
Wow,
okay. That's Jewish.
We can move on now.
Hayes, what do you think of these Fear of God Athletics?
Yeah, the ones in front of us, the basketball week. Sneakers are terrible. The one on the right could be in my closet tomorrow. They are really dope. I really
The ones on the right look, dare I say it, quote Hayes Holla, phallic.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think I'd like to see the sole and see like what the chode. Rest of it does not look like a chode. The ones on the front, I do think Landon had a good description. They do look like a pottery class. The runners look, I really like them. They look like they're freaking comfortable as crap, and they just look like a classic Adidas silhouette. I'm not hating the ones on the back.
All right, well, we'll just agree to disagree on those. Let's see what else we got. I just threw this in there. We can skip it, but I shot wear these two silhouettes. Original silhouettes are probably the two best signature sneakers that I can remember. Like, it's just an OG shoe. Like, yeah, we took elements of different shoes, but why can't we have somebody who's designing this design new sneakers for Nike? Like, this person needs a raise or a new job.
Yeah, agreed. Hey, in the same way, the Cactus Jacks kind of are in this ballpark, right?
Yes. New shoes, new silhouettes that look decent. I'm not a huge fan of them. I mean, this first one uses the backward swoosh, but
all right, here's how I would describe it. So in the same way that Comfort Colors, the t-shirt brand, tries to make things look aged and older, retro, that's this equivalent of a sneaker. It's like the comfort colors of a sneaker. In this case, it's a good. It's not a bad thing. These are good.
Yeah. I like them both. I'm with you, Landon. Any thoughts on these? These have been out. It's not really news, but
they look like a dog. That's what they look like.
Landon, how long are you going to be depressed over the end of that?
Probably till the start of next basketball season.
Really? Oh man.
No, this it hit me hard. It hit me hard. I cried.
You cried? You shed real tears?
I did.
Wow.
We waited till the team came out on the court like an hour later. Owen McCormick, he's a transfer. It was his last game. Ran up and hugged his mom. Everybody's clapping. And he's the one that hit the three to tie the game.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Mason, grow up.
We're talking about a basketball game.
Hey, Landon, I'll tell you, this is the first season in maybe 20 years I didn't get to a game. Probably 20 years.
The atmosphere.
I've cried over sports. I have to admit. So
I never have.
I cried tears of joy when Tennessee beat Alabama, but not. I don't think I've ever cried tears of sadness.
Yeah, I've never cried over sports.
So,
all right. Yeah. I'm sorry, Landon. I really am.
I wouldn't say it was necessarily over sports. It was over that moment.
Yeah.
For Owen.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, that I understand that.
Hey, could you get Garrison Matthews on this podcast?
I'm done.
You're important now.
I can get the up and coming next Garrison Matthews, who's a current Lipscomb player, on this podcast. We'll prove it.
He's from Mount Juliet, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a sneaker kid.
Probably. He's awesome. He's the most humble, genuine, like just down to earth, all star basketball player you'll ever.
Yeah, I'm not into that unless he's a sneaker guy.
Well,
but he's from Mount Juliet. Hey,
here's
listen.
Something not humble for you. New Balance has apparently been listening to our podcast because I believe three episodes ago. The one I want a disclaimer that these shoes, I do not think they look good. I think these shoes look pretty crappy. But I told them to start using a different logo besides the N, and they've put that in a minuscule area on this shoe. They used the new logo, but good thought because it came from me and they were listening. Terrible execution. These are terrible.
God awful. This looks bad. Like the shoe that somebody would clean a hospital bathroom would wear. This is so bad.
This is one of the worst shoes, and they this didn't do so much bad. To it.
It's clashing like a mug with the black and the brown. And then even a big N wouldn't save this. This is so bad.
That logo though, they listened. At least they listened. I mean,
no, this isn't. They do use this logo on occasion. They do that.
Yeah,
this isn't the first time I've seen that.
Terrible execution.
Awful. What are they thinking?
Landon, give us something.
Listen, no. I saw this interview this week. Of this girl that like escaped her parents' house and she'd been locked in the cage for like 12 or 13 years and was like 90 and she found the cops and she escaped through a bedroom window. And like, this is the kind of shoe that I suspect her parents would have worn.
Landon, could you help me start a new game of picking out shoes that so Hayes can describe the person that wears them.
Hey, I will say the quality on this leather looks premium.
What a glass half full comment.
Well, I've got another one, Landon. And Hayes, I want you to tell me who would wear this shoe as well. You actually have seen these before because you sent them in, but the quality on this leather.
Okay, listen.
Tell me about it, Landon.
I had to send them in because they were an off-white, but go ahead, Landon. Go ahead.
Landon, tell us about this leather.
Are these really off-whites?
Yeah. This is a legit shoe that's coming out.
No, it's
made
not.
For Milan
it is.
Fashion Week or something.
This looks like a Stephen Barry special.
100. That's a great description. This looks like a Marbury, is what it looks like.
Starberry, yeah,
Starberry.
That's exactly what that is.
Why did they add the extra F to off?
I don't know.
It looks like a bootleg.
What we're looking at is a shoe that looks like they dissected a basketball and somehow molded it into a shoe. And it
we
says,
don't even know how you get these on your feet.
Yeah. No, I think the other side, it's a strap on the top.
Oh, okay.
Whoa. Like the Iversons. Like
this is sorry, hold on. This, if you're not watching on YouTube, please go to YouTube, like, subscribe, all of that. But this is called the Off-White The Baller.
Mm-hmm.
That's the that's so just
it's
the
meant
name of the
shoe. For, it's meant to be a basketball shoe, is what I read. But it does look like they cut up a basketball, a leather basketball, and sewed it into a shoe. But some observations. Number one, the toe cap up here is, it looks like a rubber basketball. Mm-hmm. Number two observation coming will come up the shoe. They spelled off O-F-F-F. Why'd they add the extra F? Probably because they needed something to fill the space. Not that that would make this shoe look any better. The other thing is they put Off-White huge on the strap, and the TM, the trademark, is massive. Why is that freaking trademark so big?
It is huge. And if you didn't know that it was an Off-White shoe, they also had a OFF logo down lower towards the midsole.
It's just so much going on. It's a horrible, horrible, horrible shoe. And then you get to the model on the right, the color on the right is, I would call it the Joker colorway, where it's all neon green with purple. And it's, this is just, there is nothing, I don't have anything positive about this shoe.
Yeah, it's not very good. There is another colorway of this. The brown, like basketball, it looks more like a basketball and like orangey. There we go.
Oh, this is the first one I saw.
Virgil, so, come back, please.
Please, well, Virgil.
No, I thought.
Look, it's got a little.
Shut down after Virgil. Who's over Off-White now?
That's a good question.
I don't know. I don't remember. His wife, isn't she involved somehow?
His wife is involved. Look at this. It has a little pump hole thing.
Yeah. Autograph here.
What? Oh, my. Who did this? Yeah, man.
Y'all, this is real. This is not a mock-up. This isn't a.
No.
I just don't believe it.
Ib Kamara is at the helm now, apparently.
Introduction of the Baller. Its first basketball shoe eats a bag of horse poop. This sucks. I'm being very kind when I say, if we need to file this away under worst shoes of all time.
It says somewhere else on the shoe, for ankle breakers only.
This is like and one, 1996. Wants their money back.
Oh, wow. That's bad, man. This is terrible.
I forgot I sent that to you.
Speaking of and one, Wash Dads, the brand, they have a collab with AO from the And One mixtape tour.
Let's go.
Really?
Like, what a random collab.
Show it. You have it?
They just put a video out on Instagram, and I don't know if they've released the stuff. Let me see.
That's so random.
It is, like, what in the world? I don't know. Hold on, here we go. Let me see if I can get some audio here. Sorry, folks.
These dudes are in Nashville. Podcast.
Who?
Wash Dads?
No, I don't don't think so. I think they're up north. I thought.
Okay. We need to have these guys on the podcast. They should. There's no reason they shouldn't be in our podcast. AO is my favorite street ball player. Tune in tomorrow as we announce our next release.
Here you go, right here. Here's the video.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now.
That's just a highlight video.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
So basically, he's one of these dudes' favorite players. I just read, like, street ball wise, regardless of era, and somehow he connected with them. And they're wow. How cool is that? That's a cool story.
Right.
I hope the stuff is cool.
I assume he's a good dad.
Okay, it's got to be right.
Hopefully,
that's like their whole point.
That's their brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But I just was like, what in the world? Like, what? I don't know. I mean, I guess if he's his favorite basketball player, but it's very random. He could have worn the baller random shoes for sure, though.
He would have worn them.
He would have worn those.
He was definitely, so I don't know how much you know about N1 or the history, but if you go back, you know, Professor Professor is the most
hot sauce.
Yeah, but I would dare say, because I bet AO is probably 6'2 or 6'3, probably somewhere in there. He definitely had the size to end up. I don't think he quite had the run a team ability to be a point guard, but he had the skill set, I think.
Yeah, he could.
Like, Professor, he's not. Love him. Listen, this isn't a dig, but like, Professor just wasn't big or tall or fast enough to be able to, much less like the ability to pass to the level that you have to do to be in the NBA. Like, he was never going to make the NBA. AO was more likely to do that. Relatively. I don't think any of them really could have, but whatever.
Well, skip to my Lou.
Yeah, but he just signed with N1. Anyway.
You don't think like Escalade could have made it in the NBA?
No.
A walking cheeseburger.
I mean, I love
or 50.
Listen, that was a big part of my teenage years.
But I just would watch those on repeat.
Oh, dude.
What was it like?
I've showed my kids.
Before the best damn sports show, period. Yep. it was all that was on that channel.
Hey, listen, I was there. I went to Foot Action and bought an N1 sneaker or a pair of pants or shirt in order to get the mixtape. I did it for the first two of the, probably the first three. I did that. I think I have them in my attic. But I'm that person. Anyway.
Same. Had N1 shoes. They're awesome.
They were terrible. They were heavy. I had the Kevin Garnett's was the only shoes I ever had because I loved KG, one of my favorite players of all time.
All right. Well. Okay, let's think. I don't really have a top five, but I do have a question from the internet. Do you guys have like a favorite viral video? Just no parameters, just one that makes you laugh no matter how many times you watch it. I'll say the first one that came to mind. I've got two. One is I don't think I could share it because it has so many F-bombs. but the one where they're in Montgomery, Alabama, and they're talking about the leprechaun in the tree. Have you guys seen this?
Could be a crackhead.
I don't know. Yeah, well, I'll actually find it and share it. Hopefully we won't get copyrighted or anything. But St. Patrick's Day is coming up. There might be a leprechaun up in your tree. So here's some possible things that you could do. I guess it's a little long, so maybe I should just post it. But Landon knows what I'm talking about. Could be a crackhead climbed up in that tree. Yeah, Hayes, you gotta watch that one. Just leprechaun on the news. They've got okay. a little sketch drawing. So that was a good one. And then, yeah, I actually might play this other one, but if you have kids listening, don't let them listen to this. But Landon, do you have one? I feel like you gotta have a good.
That's a good one. Y'all remember E-Bombs World?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a little young for it, but yes, I remember a little bit.
Y'all remember the G.I. Joe PSAs?
Mm-mm. No.
Hey, kid. Computer. Stop all the downloading. Dub over G.I. Joe PSAs about, like, service announcements.
Let me show you. Have you guys seen? Let me pull it up. If you've seen this guy, you know exactly what's about to happen. Have you seen this guy right here?
Yes.
Hayes, have you seen this guy?
No.
Oh, man.
He snaps. Like I said, if you have children, cover their ears. But this is hysterical.
What really happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School that led to Chris Wood's death?
The fuck is that? I'm dying in this fucking country ass fucked up town.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
Shit flying in my mouth. The fuck? I can't see Paula. Let's get the fuck out of this country, motherfucker. I can't see me.
Wow. I've never
Sorry
seen
for
that.
All the language, but that one makes me crack up every single time.
Okay. So,
that's gotta
because
be my favorite viral
that's
video.
This is in Alabama?
It's like South Carolina, I think.
Okay.
I don't know.
So, the one that when you were saying that immediately comes to my mind is the original Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife. Because that was Alabama.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was
that's
one
a good
of the,
one.
Or the one that came to my mind.
The one where they had the remix, like they put it to music.
The song. Yeah.
The song,
that's what
yeah.
I think that's what most people think about. But hey, I think I'm gonna blow your mind too, because I learned this today. So a guy I work with, this is related. A guy I work with created this GIF, which has been seen and used a trillion times, I want to think. It's one of, if not the most used GIFs of all time. Had no idea.
What?
Had no idea. And it's this one.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
It's the Robert Redford.
Yeah. He created that?
Created it.
Does he get like royalties every time?
I have no idea. I didn't ask.
Probably
not. I didn't
not.
Ask. A trillion, Man. Like a billion something trillion times.
That's wild.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Landon, you got any that I can search to show you?
Dude, search the G.I. Joe PSAs. You gotta watch one of them.
Hey, while you're doing that, I'll tell you another one that always gets me. It's the kid that dances to God is doing a new thing. You know he's doing it. Yo, he's doing it. God is doing a new thing. That's one that gets me every time. There's another one that is worst rap battle ever with a guy who's mentally challenged who raps. It gets me every time. I'm sorry. Keep going, Mason.
No, could you hear that? I did not mean for you to hear that. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll pull this up for you. Is this what you're talking about, Landon?
This is cool. I want to go check this out. Cool.
Yeah.
Hey, can I try that? Hey. You're not my friend.
What are we watching?
I'm just kidding with you.
Hey, man, who's that weird dude you're talking to, bro?
My friends are here. Oh, cool. So, see you later. G.I. Joe.
What on earth?
That was 27 seconds of my life I will never get back. What did I just watch? Was that a trick?
Stick. No, don't give him a stick. I can't believe y'all. There's so many of them.
I've never heard of that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I feel like a worse
person. Watch one more. Watch one more.
No, I'm not watching.
That's not the funniest one.
No, I'm not watching anything else.
One more. One more.
Oh, do we have any more than sneakers moments to end our podcast with?
Listen, okay. This is why I was crying at the end of the basketball game. It's because, like, dude comes in here, upsets us. Used to play for our team, talks crap to our student section, assaults one of our guys after the game. And, like, we're sitting out there 30 minutes after the game. Their fans are still out on our court, just killing me. Our team finally walks out, starts hugging people, and everybody just stops and starts clapping for them. Then I'll just kind of start looking around and see, like, it's community. It's bigger than the game. Like, all these people have stuck around. My kids are running around making memories. Like, the students are still there. Like, that's what it's about. It's about the community. That's why I cried.
Hey, man. Well, man, I feel terrible for laughing at you. But no, that's what we do here, right? It's about community. Everything we do is about community. And you sum that up perfectly, Landon. So yeah, thank you.
Wow, Landon. That is, wow. Thank you.
I don't have,
how do you end it? That's how you end it.
That's how we end it. So
the only thing that would make it better is if you rapped.
Oh, Landon's definitely rapping on the end of this. Thank you for listening to episode 158 of the Still Dripping Happy Hour. 58. We're going to be hitting some guests up to join in the next few episodes. We're going to hit our goal, 24 guests in 2024. So if you know somebody that we should have on the podcast, please hit us up. I was talking to Justin from MCV just today, earlier today, and I think we're going to try to get them to come on. They're trying to host like a panel. I don't know if you guys got their email.
No.
But so I've been talking to him. I told him we use what's the StreamYard site that we use, because he was asking, I think one of the questions is, if we host a panel and it's online, should it be on YouTube or Instagram? And I was like, well, you can do both. Here's what we use. So stay tuned. Go sign up for their email request. This is a free shout out. I think Music City Vintage has earned one of the only truly free shout outs that I will give from now on. There's a lot of people who have ghosted us that we won't give shout outs to, but Red Rose, Music City Vintage,
Rooted
for sure. I think they deserve it. Bullets and Mullets.
Maybe literally.
Yeah, maybe. Anyways, go subscribe to their email list. Subscribe to them on YouTube after you subscribe to us on YouTube.
Buy their stuff from their store. Go in there.
Yes. Go hang out with them. And hopefully we reignite some chats to do a live show maybe later at the end of this month, maybe next month. We're going to try to do that at Slim and Huskies. We don't know which location yet, but we will let you know in due time. And aside from that, I think that covers everything. So thank you all for coming. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Yeah. And we appreciate that. Reach out to us on Instagram. I'm trying to trim the fat on who we follow on Instagram, because I want people that we actually interact with and stuff. So apologies if I cut you from our follow list, but just reach out and say, hey, follow me. I like what you guys do. And we'll follow you back. So anyways, that's it for episode 158. We love you all, and we'll see you next week.
I fold you like a bed sheet. I'm on the sheet of glass. I'm on the sheet of ice. I'm ice skating, ho. I got the bankroll. I got the hold on. I put it in the microwave. Popping you like popcorn. Except I get all the kernels. There ain't nothing left. Like, it's so frustrating when you pop a bag of popcorn and there's some kernels left in the bottom. Then you got to put it back in. Oh, that's so frustrating. I put butter all over it. I put butter all over the place. I got butter on my face. Mace, I spray you with mace, but it's butter. Then you eat the popcorn. Oh. I wasn't going to rap. End it.
Popcorn.
I got butter in my pancreas. I'm sanctuous. I got butter in my cantankerous. I got warts all over me. I need something to get rid of them. I tried carbon dioxide. I tried freezing them off. They won't come off. They're all over my hands. I look like a leper. I got leprosy. I'm beckersy. I'm a democracy. You're voting for me, it's voting week. You better vote in the primary. I'm primarily killing it. I'm primarily killing your mom. I'm dropping bombs on everybody. I'm killing everybody. Everybody's dead. It's a zombie apocalypse, apocalyptic mock-a-lip. I chocolate chip, pancake, and I'm rocking it.
We love you all. We'll see you next week. Peace. Remember, we're on Wednesdays now.